It's Night Up Time, starring Frank Sinatra and Dorothy Kirsten with Skitch Henderson's orchestra. Now, here is Frank Sinatra.
And I must say that New York people are very, very thoughtful. Last night on the air, I mentioned that I have a cold, and this morning, all sorts of gifts and remedies started to arrive. But now I don't know how I'm going to take a bath. The tub is full of chicken broth. Skitch, shall we have a ball? Matzo ball, that is. It's delicious. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, spread the welcome mat for you. Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? Coming, I'd have kept the pot, coffee pot, nice and hot. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake for you. Oh, pretty angel cake. Timers, here's the sweetie pie who last night sang for the upper crust with the Metropolitan Opera Company in Boston. But tonight she's back with us in the Big Apple, Miss Dorothy Kirsten.
Thank you, everybody. And hi there, Frankie. Gosh, it's good to be back.
It's good having you back, Dorothy. I understand the Boston critics gave your performance 4 codfish cakes. Tell me, how'd you like the city itself?
I loved it. I think those little streets are the narrowest things I've ever seen.
Honey, you've never seen a Hollywood radio commentator's mind. But getting back to Boston, those audiences up there can be very dangerous.
What do you mean, Frank?
Well, I hear if they don't like you, they throw cases of tea off the balcony or something like that. Hey, how come I flunked American history or something?
Which reminds me, I understand you're making a bit of history yourself over at the Copacabana these nights.
Oh, it's fine, Dorothy. But you know, last night I couldn't take one single bow.
Well, what's the matter? Do you have a cold audience?
No, strong suspenders.
Oh.
My suspenders are so strong they keep pushing on my shoulders and making me sit down. Which I think I'll do right now, Dorothy, while you sing Why Remind Me and make Ben Barton very happy.
Why remind me the way we used to talk and laugh? I don't need any of you. Why remind me the way we danced the whole night long? I don't need records of our songs to sing it through. Book of matches to remember our cafe. What earthly good are matches to a flame of yesterday? Why remind me? I know our love has played it hard. I'm only asking of my heart to stop reminding me of you. know our love has played its part. So soft, reminding me of you.
Delightful, Dorothy. Those lyrics just seem to melt in your mouth. And now on with the show, neighbors, and a song that's very, very singable. At least the bathtub baritones in my hotel seem to be giving it quite a workout. Skitch, if you'll shower me with your musical blessings. I miss you so very much, it hurts me, baby, I gotta have my baby back. Can't sleep, can't eat, because I lost my sweet baby. I gotta have my baby back. Alone in a tavern, people all around, laughing and dancing, painting the town. Jukebox is playing songs about you, songs with memories making me blue. Baby, come on home. Without my baby, I just can't go on. I just gotta. I gotta have my baby back. Why do I love you? Why do you love me?
Why should there be two?
Can't you see the why or wherefore?
I should be the one you care for.
I'm a lucky boy. You are lucky too.
All our dreams of joy seem to come true.
Maybe that's because you love me. Maybe that's why I love you.
You think I look like a Copa girl?
Highlight time and light-up time. And tonight, you are our guests in a handsomely furnished two-room medley, the tenants of which are D.K. and M.E. Clever?
Right.
How come we need writers? Sing it, Three.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lies. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry?
Every little breeze is sighing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is leaping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home.
Well, everybody, light-up time is coming to a close until tomorrow evening when Frank Sinatra, Dorothy Kirsten, Skitch Henderson of the orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson, will be back again.